Coronavirus stimulus money has been showing up in Americans' bank accounts. Now the question is, what should they do with it? For thoughts on that, we turn to Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz of Columbia University. Professor Stiglitz, good to talk with you again.
Nice to be here again.
I suppose the decision of spend it versus save it is a personal decision based on immediate need. If all things are equal, though, what might you suggest?
I would say that right now there's an enormous amount of uncertainty about how long the pandemic is going to last, the adequacy of our responses. Personally, what I would do is obviously spend what you need for food, for shelter, but save as much as one can for a rainy day. There's a problem with what I've just advised. If everybody does it, of course, it will mean that aggregate demand will be weak. But right now, the problem with our economy is not the lack of aggregate demand. It's that everybody is sheltering at home. That means they're neither producing nor consuming. There's an advantage for the economy as a whole of harboring resources. It means when the pandemic is over, we'll have the purchasing power to provide the stimulus that the economy will need at that time.
Does the economy need us to spend that money to give it a jolt, an infusion of cash?
As I say, right now, the problem is not lack of aggregate demand. The problem, the weakness in the economy is related to our hesitancy to go out and consume in a restaurant or enjoy theater, go on an airplane trip, travel. So it's not lack of money, aggregate demand. It's really the COVID-19 that is the impediment. But there will come a time when the pandemic is over when there will need to be spending to keep help the economy recover. And that's why I think that putting money aside for that time, if you can afford to do that, is what is needed. Now, you have to remember, a very large fraction of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And so they don't have the luxury of answering the question that you asked. They need the money just to get by. It says something about where America has gone with a high level of inequality, that such a large fraction of our citizens are living paycheck to paycheck.
One of the things that you have written about in your long economic career is the concept of risk aversion, our attempts to avoid uncertainty. Well, there's a lot of uncertainty out there right now. How might risk aversion play into a person's decision?
Precisely what I was referring to earlier, that we simply do not know how long the lockdown, how long people will feel nervous. We don't know when a vaccine is going to be available. When a vaccine is available, we don't know how effective it's going to be. You know, our flu vaccines are not 100% effective. And we don't know whether the virus will mutate. So there are so many dimensions of what is going to be unfolding that we cannot answer, that it is very natural that people act in a precautionary manner. And the one thing that people can do in a precautionary mode is to put aside as much money as they can for a day that could be even rainier than today.
When you and I last spoke in March, you indicated that this economic downturn could potentially be worse than the Great Depression. As you have now watched it play out a bit, do you still think that that is true?
Oh, I think the evidence now is mounting that is the case. The data that just came in on China's economic growth, they've been growing robustly for the last 40 years. And this quarter, they had negative 6.8% growth. they've been the engine of economic growth for the entire economy, and what was a very strong engine has turned into a contraction. The increase in the unemployment in the United States in 3 weeks alone has been unprecedented. The millions of people who have registered for unemployment insurance at least suggest that the measures that have been taken so far, while a headline number of over $2 trillion with further support from the Federal Reserve, have not been well designed. And as a result, the economy is clearly in for a very rough ride. And I think the Great Depression may not fully indicate how serious the downturn is. This was is a much more precipitous downturn than the Great Depression, which unfolded from September 1929 with the stock market crash until the closing of the banks in 1932, years later.
Professor, history has shown our nation's economy to, in the long run, be very resilient. It came back after the Great Depression. It bounced back after the Great Recession. Will it bounce back this time, or could we be in for a new normal when this is over?
It will recover. I feel confident of that. One of the questions is how long it will take. It took a very long time to recover from the Great Depression. In fact, it was the war that got us out of that slump. That tells us something also, that policy will matter. The policies that we put in place have not been up to the task, and we need stronger economic policies, and it's not clear we'll be able to get those stronger policies under the current political environment. If we don't get those stronger policies, we will be looking forward to a period of very weak economic performance. Let me say that I think that one of the things that we've learned from this economic downturn is that we probably don't want to go back just to where we were before the crisis. The crisis has exposed a series of really serious deficiencies in our economy. The high levels of inequality, especially in health inequality, have meant that this virus has been particularly vicious with the poor. It's not been an equal opportunity. It's gone after the parts of our population that have already suffered from income inequality and deprivations of a whole variety. We've seen that our economy is not resilient. The private market was not able to provide the masks that we needed. We did not have the we had not put in place the mechanisms to protect us against a pandemic, to respond to a shock of the kind. Not that any country could fully prepared for something as big as this, but we were particularly unprepared relative to other countries, relative to what we should have been. So I hope that as we emerge from this crisis, and it may take, we don't know how long that's going to be, but as we emerge, we will rethink the structure of our economy, and the new normal that we go to will be one where we are in a better position for disaster preparedness. And that will mean strengthening the public sector, strengthening the investments in science, and strengthening our investments in preparedness.
He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics in 2001. His latest book, People, Power, and Profits, Progressive Capitalism for an Age of Discontent, is now out in paperback. Professor Joseph Stiglitz at Columbia University, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.